Nobody wants anybody to be smarter than them in their face. It's not invited. It's not welcome. It's not what most people seek out. Intelligence is quite relative, but objectively, intelligence is, it useful or is it rejected? I don't know anymore. I think that's what most of us observe in the world, is that feelings might trump facts, and facts that are presented are almost always confronted, scrutinized. I think that's interesting. And it's been the last decade that we've discovered this for the first time. Do you think people talked like this at any other point in history? Like, good morning. No, it's bad. Grand. No. Poor. I'm joking because it just doesn't make sense to me. A fact is a fact, and the truth is that. But because we can research, because we can organize, we can socially engineer, and we can disprove the facts of empiricism. I just think that that's what's different in this time. The media portrays this often with any city that you're in, looking at gun violence or the atrocities of the day. There's nothing new under the sun. So do you think that deviance is perpetrated more often in our society as we depart further from God? Do you think that we're hypervigilant and we're just better at catching it? Do you think that we've really got a handle on this thing and things are getting better? I mean, it seems like there's a lot of different routes we can go, but no matter what I say, there's the truth. And we're no longer comfortable with the truth. We feel like the truth is control, a lie, a mechanism, and I just think that's sad. TheModernBlackMan.com has articles of information, as well as my media oeuvre of vlog and podcast content, and a real quest to secure the truth about all of the feats of today.